A person was bilked for $100,000 by fraudsters claiming to be a shoe swap business. On May 1, Salmon Arm RCMP received a report from a Blind Bay business owner regarding a client who had transferred $100,000 to a fraudulent bank account. The payments were believed to have gone to the business owner's bank account, explained Const. Andrew Hodges in a media release. Hodges said the client provided police a statement and that they had been in communication with the owner for 2 years. The client received an email from info@thebusinessname*, and was informed they were closing their bank account and was provided new bank account information, said Hodges. Two electronic money transfers of $50,000 each were made to the new bank account number provided. Hodges said an attempt was made to provide a third payment, which led the client to contact the business owner. The business owner then learned of the emails the client had received, which were not sent by anyone from the business, and were fraudulent, said Hodges. The bank has since frozen the account the payments were made to. Hodges said this type of fraud is becoming more common, as the dollar amounts can be large, with the fraudsters potentially walking away with thousands of dollars. While email or text communication is convenient, Salmon Arm RCMP recommend confirming payment information by speaking directly with the intended receiver before making any large payments, said Hodges. More information, including red flags to watch for in the most common types of scams, can be found online by searching BCRCMP Frauds and Scams, the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre and the Competition Bureau Canada. Salmon Arm RCMP will be sharing information about how to protect yourself from frauds and scams at a public meeting taking place at the SALMAR Classic on Wednesday, May 29. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. with the presentations beginning at 10. Read more. Free Salmon Arm meeting to help forearm people against fraudsters. Read more. Salmon Arm RCMP see upswing in reports from people targeted by scammers.